San Franciscans learn poopy dance to avoid feces on city streets. By Amy Furr on December 7, 2023. Residents of San Francisco are apparently having to learn the poopy dance to avoid stepping in something revolting as they walk on city streets. Neighbors are having to find a clean path as they travel along the street as those in the increasing homeless population have been using the sidewalks as toilets, the Daily Mail reported Thursday. As you walk around here, it's kind of like you have to do a poopy dance. Always avoiding stepping in ST, architect Rick Garcia told the outlet during an interview in Union Square. He added that the most disturbing aspect is when residents see someone squatting between two parked vehicles. However, Garcia said it was a good idea not to confront the squatter because you don't want to engage. An image shows several people standing along a San Francisco street with what appear to be blankets, tarps, trash bags, and other litter scattered on the pavement. The report comes after San Francisco recently cleared its streets of the homeless population before President Joe Biden's meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping, Breitbart News reported November 13. Metal barricade structures were erected outside Moscone Center where the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, APEC, group met. Local leaders received much criticism for the move because it appeared they removed the homeless Versailles but did not care about their constituents who actually live in the city and want the ongoing problem remedied. Video footage shows some of the cleanup work that was done prior to APEC. Per the recent Mail article, the need to tread carefully is most imperative in the city's historic Tenderloin District, a 40-block area downtown. In November, San Francisco Mayor London Breed, claimed viral videos showing crime and homelessness on the city's streets did not portray reality, according to Breitbart News. She said, "When people are coming to San Francisco, they are surprised that things aren't as bad as what they thought they were. Are things perfect in San Francisco? No, they're not, but we continue to work aggressively at it in order to solve some of our most pressing problems."